Faith for Financial Supply. Words from Jesus.
Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Hebrews 4:16. Are you at the end of your rope financially? That's the time to enter into my gates with thanksgiving and make your petitions known. And not just for the needs of the moment, but for your future. And trust that my peace will surround you. Through your prayers, you can give all your financial burdens and concerns to me. When you do so, you can truly be at peace and rest, knowing that trusting me as your financial advisor and provider is the most important part of your financial strategy. When you pray for financial supply, remind yourself that I take pleasure in answering your prayers. I've never failed you yet, and I'm certainly not going to fail you now. Come to me with praise and thanksgiving, and bring every petition to me, trusting in my provision for you. It pleases me that my children are willing to both abase and abound, and to be thankful in the process. I have promised that I will always supply for you. When I was on earth, at times I had no place to lay my head, but I have provided something better for you in my love and care for you. When I give you an earthly place of abode, it is a little foretaste of the place I am preparing for you in heaven. I have prepared a beautiful future for you, my beloved bride. Continue to love the souls of people and tell them about me, and let their lives be touched by my truth. Trust that I will continue to lead you into pleasant places and provide for you. My mercy and goodness will follow you all the days of your life, until you come home to dwell with me forever. Where I guide, I provide. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Psalm 85:10. Earthly cash holds little value compared to the eternal treasures of heaven. Money is only a means to an end, something that gets you what you need. And when the world's money is devalued or recession sets in, I will continue to provide for you. One day, your present financial struggles will be a distant memory of the past in comparison to the glories that await you. I have been providing for my own for century after century, and I will never fail to care for my own. I will never leave or forsake you. There will still be tests of your faith, and times when you will wonder whether you will have all that you need. But at times like these, remember to ask and it will be given to you. Commit your every need to me in prayer, and trust in me for the outcome. With finances growing tighter all around the world, you might wonder how I'm going to continue supplying for you in your golden years. Don't worry. My promises never fail. If your resources start drying up, I will do the miracles for you, as I did for the widow of Zarephath, when she made the decision to share what she could. Her jug of oil and her barrel of flour never ran out. I will supply and care for my own, even when it seems impossible. Seize every opportunity that I put in your path to be my witness and to freely give to others. Follow my footprints right to the most needy and spiritually destitute people of the world, and share the riches of the gospel with them. Where you stride, I will provide. My sufficiency. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:12-13. I am teaching you the secret of being content in any and every situation. This secret is all about me, who I am and what I offer you. I am your Creator and King, your Savior and Shepherd. I offer you myself in all my power and glory. I am the only one who can empower you to find contentment in all circumstances. I have promised to supply all your need according to my riches in glory. The greater your need, the more I invite you into the mysterious depths of my being. Intimacy with me gives you strength. It also fills you with transcendent joy. The secret of being content is childlike trust in me, my infinite riches, and generous love. Do not expect to understand my ways with you. Remember that my ways and thoughts are higher than yours, as the heavens are higher than the earth. I am your sunrise from on high. While you were still sitting in darkness and the shadow of death, my light shone upon you, giving you a reason to live, a reason to hope. Now you are mine, and you can approach me confidently because of my tender mercy. My heart is full of unfailing love for you. It overflows from my heart into yours. As you receive good things from me with thanksgiving, you experience rich soul satisfaction. I want you to sing for joy and be glad in response to all that I give you. You can relax and enjoy my presence since you know I am taking care of you. In your time of need, I will provide mercy and grace to help you. I want you to enjoy not only my presence, but also my peace. I came into your world to guide your feet into the way of peace. Seek to bring me joy by walking trustingly with me along the path of peace.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.